So, my dearest and absolutely favoritist brother, if you want a story, do you remember when we were living at Mum's? No, that's not a stupid question. It's just a way for me to start the you know what? Never mind. All right. Okay, I'll stay. You called me into your room one time while Mum was working an overnight at the hospital. I remember you were kneeling by your window and the blind was lifted a little. No more than a few inches, do you remember? Yeah, I thought you might. You beckoned me over, and when I looked through the gap, I realized we could see right into the baker's bedroom window. And Mr. Baker was standing by the bed, and his wife was on her knees in front of him, sucking him off. And they were side on to us. I mean, we could see everything. You told me you often watched them. And you weren't even embarrassed, were you? And since they were newlyweds, they were at it all the time. So I stayed with you, and we watched them fuck. Laughing quietly like it was some kind of massive joke, and we weren't both ridiculously turned on by the whole thing. I caught sight of the bulge in your boxes when they turned off the light and I went back to my room. I think it validated how wet I'd gotten. I knew we'd both been affected by it. And when I went back to my room and touched myself, I wondered if you were doing the same. Oh, that's right, I know you were. And so, I still don't know how, but it got to be a bit of a habit. Something we only did together. Whenever Mum was out and they were at it again, you'd text me in the night, calling me into your room, and then we'd watch. Only, at some point, you started jerking off while we watched. I know. Shocking, right? Jerking off right there in front of your little sister. Well, next to me, technically. I never looked. Oh, I wanted to. But I could see you out of the corner of my eye. I could feel you moving and hear you breathing. I wanted to do the same, but I was always too self-conscious. Even when you started commentating. Well, you did too. You'd comment on what they were doing. I bet her titties feel soft. God, he's so hard. I wonder if that makes her wet. it was the hottest thing I'd ever experienced. Well, I'd fooled around with boyfriends, but they were young and insecure, and apparently I was developing a bit of a thing for dirty talk. Yeah, I know it's still a thing. Do you want me to finish the story or not? Well, do you? Anyway, we'd seen several guys with Mrs. Baker. Never figured out if her husband knew or not. It was always a surprise. And they all did things differently. Quite the education for both of us, I think. But one night you sounded urgent in your text, remember? Squinting into my screen in the dark. No? When I got to your room, Mrs. Baker was with a woman. Oh, yeah, you remember now. Bite my nipple. Fuck. Yeah. You said you'd seen them kissing, and sure enough, after a few minutes, they were doing it again. Only their hands were roaming everywhere. Stripping each other, caressing each other's breasts and faces. I know, I don't like wine. And they lay on the bed, everything on view to us, and just enjoyed each other's bodies. And when the new woman, she was younger than Mrs. Baker, just a couple years older than us, I'd guess. She went down on Mrs. Baker, and I couldn't help it. I pressed my fingers to myself and wiggled over my panties. It was some relief more than anything. I was so turned on. Fuck. Yeah. I don't know. Seemed to be some sort of signal to you. You moved behind me, do you remember? Do you remember the flimsy excuse you used? No? Oh, fuck. To get a better view, you said. True. Every word, I'm sure. I never believed it, but I wanted something. Something like... I never challenged you, and you jerked off like that, stroking that big, thick cock behind me while we watched. Yeah, like that. Stroke that beautiful cock for me. Feel good? And that night, every so often you would bump up against me. And you moved your hand from the windowsill while you were steadying yourself to my hip. Oh, first time we'd actually touch each other on these stolen evenings of voyeurism, I think. Oh, fuck. I think you were banking on me staying quiet. Which I did. I don't know what I wanted. Gah, if I'm honest. Not at that point. You'd always get into that position after that. Whenever we'd watch next door, all those... all those nights. But you'd bump up against me with the tip of your cock. Oh, as you pumped your fist over it. Oh, don't stop. Fuck. And you'd hit the back of my thigh, or sometimes my pussy. Ah, yeah. Yeah, right there. Fuck, right there, yeah. Your favourite spot on my whole body. Oh, I guess I liked it. I tipped my hips back to... I don't know. Give you a better target? And you'd linger when you pressed forward sometimes. Oh, it was agony. I could feel the slide of wet cotton against my pussy, and I needed it so much more. Yes, look, like your fingers there, like that. Just like that. And then, I see you grinning, you know you started actually aiming. And sometimes you'd reach my clit, and I'd always gasp. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was the only noise ever made. You'd come not soon after that. Oh, fuck. Oh, then you'd abandon me. Oh, you did. You abandoned me. Oh, you went away to college and... we saw so much less of each other. Oh, fuck. And we talk on the phone a lot more than we might have done if we hadn't. I'm glad for that. Fuck. No. And then what? Oh, you want more? More story? Ah. Oh. No, I know. I know you always want more. Ah, okay, alright. And then... oh, God. One time we came home. I think... spring break, maybe? And Mum was at... work one night. And he texted me saying the bakers were at it. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You texted me in the middle of... and I was masturbating in my room. And I was already stupidly horny, and I took a risk. But a potentially dangerous one. I went into your room to find you kneeling at the window like old times. We watched for a while. I guess getting comfortable, and then you moved behind me. Like always. Fuck. And the first time you bumped up against me, though, you realized I wasn't wearing any panties. Oh, fuck. My t-shirt might have been long, but I was naked from the waist down. And you tried to hold it together. You really did. Pretending like nothing was different, but you... you were soon rubbing the tip of your cock over my pussy. And I was only getting wetter. Fuck. No, don't stop, don't stop. Fuck. And then, tentatively, I think, because we both know, we were crossing the line. You nudged my lips apart and struck my entrance. Do it now. Fuck. Please. Please. Oh! And you entered me. Oh! Oh, fuck. Like that. Oh. Fuck. Oh, and I never felt so elated. It was what I'd wanted for so long, but you just held yourself there, not moving, and started whispering your filthy commentary in my ear. And only you, my dearest brother, were going to cross that line with everything you had. I bet she's not as wet as you are. I wonder if she's as tight as you. Fuck, he's not as big as me. I bet you prefer my cock in your pussy over his any day. Fuck. When I was coming apart, I needed more, and so I started pushing back against you. But you just laughed. Never gave up, and just laughed. And you've never stopped being such a tease. Yes. Oh, fuck, like that, yes. Fuck. When you grew tired of that game, you wrapped your arms around me and tossed me up onto the mattress and climbed over me, and we kissed for the first time. And then you did it again, and I opened everything to you. I wasn't a virgin, but it was the first time I'd had sex with someone I loved. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. We fucked several times that night. God, it was glorious. And it has been every time since. Can I stop now, please? Fuck, yes, just fuck me, please. Fuck, yes. Yes, fuck. God. God. Fuck. God. Oh, God. Fuck. 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 Yes. Fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Fuck. Pancakes or not.